Olamukela ku Studio 7 mhla ka 16 kaMfumfu 2023 nguThabo Kancube endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Esilaso namhlanje
andla lezombusazwe elilabameli ePhalamende ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuli kusekelo sombuso.
Uhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change edalela ePhalamende.
Usobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu eParliament kwenziwa yiZANU-PF.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo eleTRC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Amalunga edalela eParliament lamakansila ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change bathi kabasoze behambe emsebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabangu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change edalela eParliamente esithi lokhu yikulwisana nje kwabantu bebandla eliphikisayo. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni obuphakathi kosaphethe isikhundla somphathi ntambo kakhulumende obona ngamazwe omhlaba umnumzana Amon Muriwa labameli bezigodlo ze-Afrika kweleZimbabwe. Asizweni umnumzana Muriwa echasisa.
Where political party in opposition and represented in parliament of its own.
Andla lezombusazwe elilabameli ePhalamende ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuli kusekelo sombuso wethu.
Uqhubeke esithi kungamanga ukuba abantu abasemajele abebandla liphikisayo babotshelwa ukuchothoza uhulumende. Umnumzana Muriwa uphinde wathi ukhetho solwedlule kuleli njalo akusoze kube lohulumende womanyano ngoba uZulu weZimbabwe sowakhetha ibandla lakhe. Omkhulu wabameli be-Afrika kuleli engumeli weRwanda umnumzana James Musson uthi abakhathazekileyo kabaye emthethwandaba.
I think they should look at what is provided for in the laws of this country and they follow them to sort out any issues that arise.
Kumele bakhangele okusisekelo sombuso welizwe bakukhangelisise lokho ukuze balungise okulakho ukuhlupha.
Umkhokheli webandla leCitizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kunenge ukuhluphayo kweleZimbabwe okumele kulungiswe. Uthi kugoqela ukuxotshiswa edayile eParliament kwamalunga ebandla lakhe okwenziwa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabangu othi unginobhala jikelele webandla leCCC.
In fact, this is not a TRC matter. It is ZANU-PF's attack and assault.
Akulani leCCC lokho, yiZANU-PF eyenza lokho. Kusobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu eParliament kwenziwa yiZANU-PF.
Umnumzana Chamisa uphinde wathi kumele kukhululwe abavalelwe entilongweni abanjengomnumzana Joseph Khala okuthiwa wajojozela uDlakela.
Also political prisoners, people like Job Scala, Garivume, the MRA.
Silazo izibotshwa ababotshelwa ezombusazwe uJob Scala, uNgarivume labe MRAP kumele bakhululwe.
Uncome okwenziwe inhlanganiso yeSouthern African Development Committee SADC ethi kumele kulungiswe ezokhetho kweZimbabwe.
The principle and approach of having African solutions to African problems.
Kumele kube kutshengisa ukuba indubo ze-Africa ziqedwe ngabantu be-Africa. okwathiwa ngabantu ukuba ukhetho lolu aluzange lukhiphe okwakufunwa ngabantu.
Akakhulumanga kangako ngokuqhuba olunye ukhetho eZimbabwe kulandela oluqhutshwe ngoncwabakazi ethi alwenziwanga ngemfanelo ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute. Umnumzana Bekzela Gumbo uthi i-CCC kumele ihlele indlela zokuvikela udubo olufana nalolu abalalo lokuxoshwa kwamalunga alo.
Confusion esiyibona ku-TCC kulokho berikholana eParliament ikureflecta on i-problem esihlala sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi i-opposition kumele iphume ku-state of nature lapho kungela mthetho khona umuntu oyenza okufunayo ngenxa yokuthi kungela mthetho oqondisa abantu ukuthi amandla anje ayenziwa ngubani, amandla orecola asezandleni zikabani. Kumele kube le-constitution, kube lama-structures from national up to village level esiwazi ukuthi bareporta kubani, olamandla orecola abantu ngubani. Kungabe njalo amakhosi eZimbabwe kuba lula ukuthi echasise umthetho njalo eprotect abantu aba-electwe ngamaZimbabwe.
EleZimbabwe laqhuba ukhetho ngoncwabakazi lonyaka olwachothozwa yi-SADC, European Union kanye le-African Union abathi kalwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende lamakhansila ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change bathi kabasoze behambe emsebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabangu othi ungunobhala jikelele webandla leli. UChabangu uthi abazakwekela bazathwala nzima njalo balakho ukuxotshiswa kumakhansile lakudala lePhalamende. Kubika uEzra Chisasibanda.
Amalunga wonke aleli bandla athi kawasoze ayesebenza ePhalamende lakukhansili emele izigaba zabo kuze kuyefika umhlaka 25 imfumfu. Achothoza isinqumo esenziwa nguChabangu esokuxothisa kwabanye babo. Umnumzana Prince Dube oyebandla leTribuC omele isigaba seNtumba leNjube edala lePhalamende ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi babazwisise ngesinqumo esenziwe libandla lakhe.
Cela ukubana libekezele, libe lothando, libe ndawonye sibambaneni. Angisoze ngalichiya eNtumba neNjube constituency njengomuntu elangikhethayo, ngizabe ngilani. Lokhu nje esikwenzileyo kathesi kumbe esikwenzayo okwe disengagement ukuzama nje ukusenda i-message kakhulukazi kulaba abafuna ukuganga ukuzama ukuthi bakhiphe abantu abakhethwa ngabantu kuma constituencies. Sizama nje ukusenda i-protest message.
Umsekeli kaMeya uKhansela Donaldson Mabutho uward 9 ngomunye wabaxotshwe nguChabangu uthi bangena kuZulu hathe emahofisini ekhansili.
Thina sizabe sisebenza lani zakhamizi nyawo lunye lani ma-residents eMpopo senior citizens lama-key stakeholders ethu. Ukhansela wenye ukhona ngikhona ehofisini yami kathesi ngiseva linama-residents kaward 9 Mpopoma. Loko kukhulunywa kwabo baba uChabangu lokho hhayi bayaphupha, sizobona ukuthi kuyozala nkomoni.
UChabangu uthi uzajeza wonke amalunga aleli bandla angaxotshwanga enyekela ukuya ePhalamende lakumakhansili.
Kasikwazi lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abazadisingeja. Thina sazi ukuthi ama-members of parliament baku-suspension, bengaqeda i-suspension yabo bazahamba emsebenzini bayekwenza umsebenzi lo abawukhethelwayo ukuthi bawenze. Kodwa nxa kuyukuthi babe sebethethe khonokho okuthiwa yi-disengagement, izembe lizakhala.
Kusenjalo amagqwetha ebandla leTribuC asebhalele uChabangu empophisa ngesenzo sakhe sokuloba incwadi yokuxothisa amalunga aleli bandla ePhalamende lakumakhansili. UChabangu uthi kakayitholi incwadi yakhona.
Siyawuzwa umzila wokuthi baseve ehofisini yakobulawayo, kodwa ke ngasese babuye bathi khonkhona kabangazi, kodwa bayereceiver ama-papers ami bavume ukuthi ngililunga leTribuC. Kasikwazi ke ukuthi bawathethe njani lawa ama-papers nxa besithi bona kabangazi.
Iningi labahlali bakobulawayo bathi ungayisebenza ekhansilini ungabangela ukuthi uhulumende abakhethele amakhansila lawa athiwa ngama-commissioners baphathe idolobho lakobulawayo. Umnumzana Melusi Mpofu oligqwetha kobulawayo uthi amalunga edala lePhalamende labo bengaxotshwa bengakhalala ukuya ePhalamende okwesikhathi esithize.
Umember of Parliament loses his position as a member of parliament nxa engalova parliament for 21 days ezilandelanayo without imvumo ka speaker or president of the senate. I 21 days ezikhunywa ngazo lapha bakhuluma ama days lapho i parliament iyabihlezi khona isenza umsebenzi weparliament.
Ubele ungazwanani emhlanweni waleli bandla ukuthi ayicaucus meeting izolo amanye amalunga esola isinqumo sokuthi bangasebenzi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla uPromise Mkhwananzi ubengadobi umakhale kukwini wakhe. Ngingu-Ezra Jesus Banda weStudio 7 koBulawayo.
Umongameli wakele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu uthi uzabhidliza iHamas kulandela ukuhlasela ekwenze elizweni lakhe ngeviki ephelileyo. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sekulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezina sebefile kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempile. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken okwele Israel namuhla usebhode emazweni ayisithupha eduzane lele Israel ngenhloso yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwalempi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxelo Sheikh Laja Yassin ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ephansi kokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe eMakomborero Insikelelo Trust.
Indaba yokuthi ubani une-ownership kule umhlaba yabona like mina ngazalelwa ngakhulela eGwebu ngaba nendlu lapho. So mina uma ngihlala kule ndlu, if ngithatha umqashi or ilodger or umuntu wenze i-rent, ngithi ungahlala kule home ungangeni e-sitting room, ungangeni kuphi, usebenzisa i-dining room wena. So kube ne-agreement leyo, but umqashi lo this ilodger or i-tenant ajika athi hayi mina sengithatha le ndlu, sengifuna ukuthi wena usuke kule ndlu le uyohlala somewhere, sekuba neproblem leyo ukuthi umnikazi wendlu angeke ashiye umuzi wakhe, indlu yakhe. But lo umqashi lo sekazibonana ma-right to the extent yokuthi lo mqashi unabantu bamsupportayo, abantu banemali, abantu bana amandla ufana nabo-America, ufana nabo-Britain. Because mina uma ngibhekile le cala leli sengithola ukuthi i-Britain yiyo ikhoze ukuthi ama-Jews lawa, not ukuthi ama-Jews abekho right, no, bakhoze ukuthi ama-Jews laba bathi umhlaba lo owethu. Kune-statement bayikhuluma before 1947, bathi the land without people for the people without land.
Kuyini okungaphathisa kuyiwa phambili?
I-solution iqala lapho ukuthi i-UN i-play i-role ye-mediator. Bahlalisa abantu phansi bakhulume nabo ukuthi okay, sibe ne-agreement past years, asilandeleni le agreement. Then sibone ukuthi abantu basePalestine ePalestine kunenkinga le Hamas idilwa kanjani ukuthi bangalokhu every time baba ne isikhalo bangene ku-Israel, yabona. So masiqaleni lapho ukuthi i-two-state solution leyo, even if is not 100% kubo abantu basePalestine, asiqaleni lapho kube ne-peace, kukhulume lapho. Then ama-rights ukuthi ubani une-right leyo nayo le-right kuzokhuluma later. But khona manje every day abantwana bayashona, abantwana bayababulala, so angeke siqhubeke kanjalo.
Lo ngu-Sheikh Laja Yassin owenhlanganiso yeMakomborero Insikelelo Trust obexoxa le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa njalo ngalolu daba lomnumzana Modric Maeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community.
They were attacked without warning, and when things are happening like that, even though it's regrettable that if the innocent will suffer most during conflict, there has to be a deterrent that needs to be established. If me, I have to think about this, it will be my own team, or I have to think of the protection.
Abantu be-Israel babeziphilela impilo yabo, bahlaselwa belibele, njalo izinto zingenzakala njalo, kufanele bazivikele. Ukuhlasela okunje kungenzakala kimi, into engiqala ukuyicabanga ikuvikeleka kwemuli yami, ikakhulu sibona ukuthi i-Israel ayisiyo eyaqala limpi, kodwa yaqalwa ikuhlasela kweHamas. Kubuhlungu nje ukuthi lapho kulokulwisana khona kulokulahleka kwempilo kaZulu ongelasici, kodwa ngibona sengathi i-Israel ilelungelo lokuthi izivikele. Laloba abantu bekhangelane lodubo eGaza, ngikubona kufanele ukuthi i-Israel izivikele njalo yenze lokhu ngendlela ezakwenza ukuthi ingaphindi ihlaselwe njalo kwela kusasa. Kufanele sinanzelele ukuthi ibutho leHamas elisekelwa yi-Iran alikuvumi ukuthi kube lelizwe elizimeleyo ele-Israel. Ngenxa yalokhu kunzima ukuthi kukhulunywe niswane kube lokuthula ikakhulu ukhangelane lesitha esafungela ukukubhidliza.
You have to recognize that Hamas doesn't recognize the existence of Israel. So under those circumstances, it is difficult to negotiate a lasting peaceful solution with someone who is about to know destruction. There is no negotiating with such an enemy.
Lo ngumnumzana Modrek Maeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community obexoxa le Studio 7 eseHarare. Singangangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Elekhatha lithi eleRussia selibisele kwele Ukraine abanye abantwana elabathumba kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempi phakathi kwamazwe la. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwelekhatha zithi abantwana abane sebebiselwe kumdeni wabo. Inhlanganiso International Criminal Court yathi kumele kubotshwe umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Putin kulandela ukuthunjwa kwabantwana libutho. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Ophikisa uhulumende kwele Chad umnumzana Success Masra uthi wehluleke ukubuyela ekhaya ngenxa yesimo esibi esezombusazwe elizweni lakhe lapho okubotshwa mahlayana bonke abaphikisayo. UMasra okhokhela ibandla le-The Transformers uthi uzazama ukubuyela kwele Chad esuka kwele Melika ngolwezi. Zulu ukhuthazwa ukuba alandele indlela eziqondileyo zokusebenzisa imithi abayibhalelwa ngodokotela ukuze bengafiki kubanga lokuphazamisa impila kahle yabo ngokuyisebenzisa ngendlela ezingaqondanga. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Omunye wabakhuthaza ukuba kulandelwe okulethwe emathasini amaphilisi ngomnumzana Shimon Chakawa okhuthela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmacy Advocacy Zimbabwe. Uchakawa uthi abantu abanika uZulu amaphilisi ama-pharmacies bathembekile, ngakho-ke kumele uZulu alandele abakulobayo emakhasini amaphilisi, hathi ukuwanatha santando.
Discovering, formulation, the down to the chemical structure, the clinical uses, and the side effects.
UDokotela Joy Chifamba ofundisa e-University of Zimbabwe uthi amaphilisi anikwa ngabodokotela alakho ukuba yingozi angasetshenziswa ngendlela engathiyo. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Kitty Chareka okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmaceutical Society of Zimbabwe othi amaphilisi alama-opioids ikakhulu ayingozi uma enathwa okungahlelekanga. UDokotela Nkululeko Dewa okhokhela inhlanganiso elisana lezidakamizwa eRua Inner City uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu benanze isidingo somuthi abawusebenzisayo ukuze bengagcini bengena-ke engozini lukhona ukuthiwa yi-addiction.
Ngoba ikhosi yona leyo inikiweyo kutsho ukuthi ukhangelwe kwakhangelwa kwabonakala ukuthi nge-age yakho, nge-weight yakho, kutsho ukuthi lokhu okunikiweyo kuyalingana, kupinywe kwabonakala ukuthi kuyalingana lazo zonke lezo zinto engiziqambileyo, age, weight.
UDewa uthi ama-pharmacist anakho ukulandela indlela umuntu anatha ngayo amaphilisi ukwenzela ukuba engambulali nokumphazamisa. Abenhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Council bathi inani labafika okuyisilinganiso sokungamathumi babile khulumi 20% basebenzisa amaphilisi athiyeneyo ngendlela engaqodanga. Ngimele isitho 7 yarare nezimapitha ntambi.
Sesifikile isikhathi sokulima kweZimbabwe, abanye bekhala ngokuselakala kwenhlanyelo okokulimisa lokunye. Kuyini okumele abalimi bakwenze ukuze bethole isivuno esihle lonyaka? Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology, uxoxa loGibbs Dube oweStudio 7 ngokungenziwa ngabalimi lonyaka.
Bakhulukazi kaNdebele, siyakwazi vele kuyatshisa noba izulu likhona njele kutshisa. Sithiyane lo mumbu kancane alesina umuntu enamanzi wakhe engaizigeta engathelezile. Yes, kodwa kulaba abalimi abadependa on izulu sihlangele esithi ngesilungu ngama-traditional grains. Unyawuthi wethu ibele lethu inokula ma-varieties amaningi. Ama-open varieties ngalani ayamelana nelanga elikhona. Uyakukwazi ukuthi nakanjani ngizavuna kwalokho okungani. Akuthi-ke sesitsheliwe futhi ukuthi izulu khanya lithwane. Uthi nxa usukuhlangenele khonokho imbozo lezo ezimelana lelanga, sizame lokukhava indawo yethu nosiyivale ngotshani uma kukhona, sivale ngamahlanga ethi lawo amahlangu siyebuthi amahlangu sivale lokho esithi yimanje. Sivele ukuthi lelele izulu elincane elikhona sikwazi ukuthi ubumanzi bakhona buzahlala bukhona for an elongated time, say for 2-3 months, you know, kube njalo. Sikhave simathe futhi sivale ukuthi sizame ukuthi reduce i-evaporation.
Ye, kodwa kulokunye khonokhu baba Ndlovu okokuthi abantu bahlanyele inyawuthi lokunye, kodwa siyawazi ukuthi abanye abantu abakudli konke lokhu, manje kumele bakuhlanyeleleni khonokho.
Yazi ngumbuzo omuhle lo, omuhle kakhulu. Yes, abanye abantu abathanda ukudla inyawuthi, abathanda ukudla amabile eklanga, you know, esithi yisogama. Kodwa kulime nxa usendaweni ewomileyo, ukulimelani uzathatha-ke uyefaka e-GMB. Uzathatha nayi-GMB iphuze ukubhadala ngobazelekela umtrayisi. Kule khampani leya kobulawa etshwala le ingwebu iyathenga amabele, iyathenga amabele isiyabheka utshwala. Thatha imali yakhona kwesithengisile uyethenga impuphu yakho eyomile kulokuthi lambe usole umumbu olimi leyo usole le mali. So you rather plant in ama-traditional grains uwathengise. Yenzi lami ngiyathenga ngiyawuthenga. Why? Ngoba yiyo emfuya ngayo iinkukhu zami ezamakhazi. Yabona, so bakhona abalimi abafuna inkukhu abayafuna lamabele, weza kushila imakethi yakhona leyo kuthi ngingawuthela imali yakhona leyo usungayathenga-ke impuphu yakho yani eyomunye lelo ngapha emandeleni lapho onganikome khona. Sigijimise futhi ukukhangela izifuyo zethu ezincane. Ngikhuluma ngembuzi, ezimvu, ngenkukhu, omvundla bana ezincane. Why ezincane? Ngoba lazo ziyamelana nelanga, ziyamelana nokuswelakala kokudla. So asizame ukuthi sibone abalimi abakhona esigabeni sibe lolwazi oluthile okufuya imbuzi okohlozi onganiluphezulu khona kokuqakathekile. Ngisathi njalo futhi ezindima zethu emasimini ethu kasilimeni ukudla kwembuzi. Bangahamba kubalimisi bazabatshela ukuthi khona inhlanyelo enje eyokulima ini ukudla kwezifuyo zakho. Khonokho kuyancedisa ukuthi nxa ukudla okunethola sokuphelele ngale ulakho kuthatha khonokho okulimileyo ukuchole kumbe ukuchola kumbe ukugaya kulezane kumbe ukugamula usungafida-ke ini izifuyo zakho.
Lo ngumnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology kobulawayo, ubexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Okwamanje sike sizwe okwethulwa nguZulu kusigaba sokubingelelana.
Salibonani, salibonani, emsakazweni, salibonani, igama uJoshua Siziba okwamanje ngikhuluma eSouth Africa. Ngizothanda ukubingelela ingane zami ezikobulawayo, amagama azo. Ngithanda ukubingelela oqala uPrudence Mkhwebu, kubuye uMbalenhle Mkhwebu, sokusiza uSilethemba Mkhwebu, uZumuzwethu Mkhwebu. Ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngibingelele lezihlobo zami ngezindawo ngezindawo. Ngibingelele udadewethu oseSiganda obizwa kuthiwa nguNaphilelani. Ngizobingelela usisi wami omncane ohlala koBulawayo eNkulumane koSekusile, igama lakhe engusukoluhle ubizwa ngokuthi nguNakhuluza. Ngibingelele nomkhwenyana wami obizwa kuthiwa nguLunga. Into esendingelela lani basakazi,
salibonani kustudio 7, igama lami nguNobuhle Ngwenya odume ngelikamasitshela. Ngiyabingelela abazali bami eBhinga, ukhulu Ngwenya logogo kaMhlengi. Ngibingelele abafowethu uBeke, uDudu, uTwa, uMboni, uMelu noCinathunjana uLubelihle. Bese ngibingelela izingane zami uNobukhosi, loNdodana, uSisa, uThando, uBheki, uSilethemba. Banengi bona Nkosi yami. Nonkosi, noSiya, loMelokuhle, loSimisimi, loSindiso, uFarayi, umama kaFarayi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngilitshela ukuthi ngiyalithanda kakhulu.
Kustudio 70 njani balaleli? Hayi, obutisayo nje nguNcube. Umfana kagogo obutiselapha eSouth Africa. Ake ngisathanda ukubulisa i-olet dami kwele ngisuza lelo esidahala. Hayi, ithi impila yephambili khona ngapho.
Salibonani basakazi bakaStudio 7 elisedwela inhlelo zethu. Mina igama lami nguBheki Wotton. Basakazi bakaStudio 7, siyajabula inhlelo zenu elisethela zona. Ngokuhlala mina ngiseSouth Africa eJohannesburg, ekhaya mbuye entaba zindula. Ngibingelele umamncane wami ose-UK, ngiyaye linjani lonke khona ngapho. Ngibingelele bonke abatsha abaseZimbabwe labase-Afrika bonke, ngithi asibambaneni senzeni into ezinhle, siphakamise Southern Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Bonani, salibonani Studio 7 balaleli, nengikhulumayo nguGuyton Sibanda wamatopo eDarnoldtocks enjelele wayidoda. Ngithanda ukubingelela izihlobo zami zonke zisemazweni.
Sanibonani emsakazweni. Niyaphila kodwa nonke? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ngiyaphila mpela kakhulu. Okhulumayo nguSolomon Mkhokheli Ndlovu Masiza, ngokuzalwa ngiseKhezi konyongola komqabuko St Joseph Mission, isikole engifunde kuso. Bengisathanda nami ukuthi ngibingelele bonke abangaziyo, ikakhulu inkosikazi yami uBongwe Mathia Njini Ndlovu, ingane zami sibabongeni Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi awande Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi uSiyanda Masiza Ndlovu oseBulawayo, laba abanye balapha eGoli sibabongeni awande bakhona la eGoli. Ngithande futhi ukuthi ngibulise kakhulu ngingakhohlwa odadewethu osekhaya, abasekhaya bonke nje odadewethu nabafowethu nje, ngibabulisa bonke, ngiyabathanda bonke. Mathia Njini ngiyamthanda, unkosikazi wami, ngithanda izitayela zonke, nami ngithi ngizizongithanda ngendlela eright.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngokusithumezela imilayezo yenu. Live Talk namuhla sixoxa ngezombusazwe ezikhathaza abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Singakagqibi uhlelo lanamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Ukhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change edalele ephalamende. Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo ele-TCCC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Siluqiba ke lapho uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube, ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.